So the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, he says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" In just a moment, you're going to be given the elements. It's two cups. They kind of stick, and so you're going to kind of have to twist and pull. But one of those elements is a piece of unleavened bread. If you've never done this before, I just want to let you know it's not going to taste good. There's no yeast. There's nothing of that sort in it. That unleavened bread represents the body of the Lord Jesus. It is not, in some magical spiritual way, the body of Jesus. It simply is a representation of it. You say, why is that important? When you take the Lord's Supper and you take the bread and you partake of it, it is an affirmation of your faith saying, I believe in the perfect life of Jesus. I believe that Jesus indeed is righteous. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, after Jesus was baptized, the Bible says, "And the heavens opened, and God spoke, and he said, 'This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.'" Only God can say that to someone who is righteous. And Jesus is the only one who ever performed, day in and day out, moment by moment, perfect righteousness. That means he made 100 on every test. He knocked it out of the park on every swing. 24/7, 365, he never had a bad day as far as performance was concerned. Our affirmation to his perfect life, this is the coolest thing. Our affirmation to his perfect life in faith says, that life is now my life. That means when God sees me because I'm in Christ, he sees that perfect life. That means I have been a recipient of the gift of righteousness. That means for by Jesus' life and my relationship with him, now Jesus is in my bank account before a holy God, and my account reads before God righteous. Can I tell you where this really gets very personal? I had a young lady last week, and after hearing the message, she said, "Matt, I thought back to the week before, and it made me think all through the week, am I a Christian? Have I really come to that point where I've given my life to Jesus?" And she goes, "I remember as a teenager, I was sitting on my floor in my room, and I remember doing that. And I knew that God loved me." She goes, "But since that time, I've struggled with this thought that if you're talking about a relationship as far as a conversation Jesus and God having, I always thought that Jesus would say something like this in the throne room. You know, God, she's a real big screw up. She messes up all the time. But I love her, so let's let her in." She goes, "That's basically what I've thought of how God looked at me." She goes, "But today is the first day I realize that God accepts me." And so I quoted to her. I said, "Listen, I got a verse for you. Matthew 3:17, God says to Jesus, he says, 'You are my son. You're the one I love. With you I am well pleased.'" And I says, "Honey, do you know that because you are in Christ, there's not a day he does not say the same thing to you. This day and your worst day in the future, because you are in Christ, his perfect life is deposited into your moral spiritual bank account. He says to you, 'You're my daughter. You're the one I love. With you, I'm well pleased.'" Can I tell you, that little girl standing right here, I mean, floodgates opened. The first day of her life, she felt like, God accepts me. So when you take that bread today and you eat of it, thank God for the perfect life of Jesus, because that's how God sees you. That's good news. And in the same way, he took the cup, also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The cup represents the blood of the Lord Jesus. Again, not the blood of Jesus. It simply represents the blood of the Lord Jesus. See, the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. It is in the blood that the will or the covenant took effect. And so before the death of Jesus, we were operating under an old covenant. You say, "Well, I don't understand the difference between old covenant and new covenant." Even if you don't, you just might just want to stay in faith. God, thank you that we live in the new covenant. Because in the new covenant, the way that God interacts and the relationship that we have with God has changed on the basis of a new will that has been enacted. Because of the new covenant, God remains faithful to you even when you're not faithful to Him. That means God is committed to you even when you are not committed to Him in the new covenant. In the new covenant, He can say things such as, "I've given them eternal life and they will never perish." In the new covenant, He can say things like, "I am the resurrection and I am the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live." In the new covenant, you hear those words. In the new covenant, you rest in the fact that God will never be angry with you again, because all of his anger against all of sin was poured out upon Jesus, and there remains no anger because the wrath of God was satisfied. So today, when you drink that cup, you are affirming that this relationship with God, you are in this new covenant. And it's a relationship that not only is, follow this, secure, it is one that He wants you to be assured in. No longer based upon your performance, 100% based upon His. He says, "For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." So you didn't know today you're going to be preaching a sermon, but by you participating in this, you will do just that. You will proclaim these things are true. The Bible says, "Therefore, whoever eats and the bread and drinks of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord." I don't know all that that means. I know I don't want to be guilty of it, though. The Lord's Supper is an invitation to inspect your heart and to reflect. Where are you in your friendship with God? It's a way to be introspective. It's an invitation for the Lord to say, "Hey, you ready to own your own junk?" Because even though in relationship with me, in this relationship, we can allow things into our lives the Lord doesn't want to be there. And it impairs, not a friendship, not a relationship, because that is secure and eternal. But it does impair intimacy and closeness that we can enjoy, that the Lord wants us to enjoy. So the Lord's Supper is a way to come clean, to own your own junk before the Lord and just say, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry." Reaffirm your faith. Reaffirm the direction that you want your life to go. So that means that the Lord's Supper is an opportunity to have a new start, a fresh start. And some of you today, you need a fresh start. So our deacons and our servants, they're going to come down and they're going to pass out the elements. And when they do, I'm going to ask you in your own time, as you hold those elements, you can take it whenever you're ready. You can spend some time talking to God, listening to the Lord. When you're ready, you partake. After all the elements have been passed out, Steve and the band, they're going to lead us in another song. You can join in when you feel like it, or you can just sit and listen and have them sing it over you. And then we will conclude it as the way we started it. We're going to come out of that grave. We're going to celebrate. So guys, if you guys would come forward, you say, "Matt, I'm here and I don't even know if I'm a Christian yet." Well, then that's a conversation you need to have with the Lord. And if you're even uncertain of what that even conversation would look like with the Lord, then maybe find somebody with skin on that you think has figured it out and have it with them at the conclusion of today. I'm one of those people, I'd love to have a conversation with you and to help you to know that you really do have a relationship with Jesus. I would just say, let it pass. You don't have to participate. Matter of fact, this is for those who are in Christ, and this is for those who are willing to accept the invitation to reaffirm your faith, a fresh start, today to be a new day of a new life. So, Father, I thank you for the opportunity to participate in the Lord's Supper. I thank you for what this means, and I thank you that there are hundreds today through Team FBC that are drawing close to you. And the promise of the Word of God says, those who draw near to you, you will draw near to them. And so there are some who are going to experience a closeness as a result of today. And I'm grateful that you are the God of your Word. You'll bring it to pass. We draw near now. In Jesus' name.